You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win was 19-5. That's now 9-2. Ross Barkley to score and Everton to win was 100-30. It's now 4-1. This is a fixture, Derek, that Romelu Lukaku loves. He scored in each of his last 9 appearances for Everton against West Ham, and obviously in flying form as well, Derek, having scored 8-8 in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's incredible to see that, isn't it? He always scores against Man. Everton always beat West Ham as well, it seems, no matter where the ground is.
Yeah.
You know, they are their favourite opponents. Everton are flying right now. They really, I mean, I was questioning the pumpkin face Manuel Grimm early this season, but he's come good. West Ham, they're so flaky on home soil, aren't they? You mentioned Andy Carroll. I think there's injury worries about him. Surprise, surprise. I'm not sure whether he'll be playing. I can't really go for West Ham. I can't think of a reason for backing them. They're short on personnel too. A lot of injury worries, Carroll being one of them, as I just suggested. Mark Noble, another. Antonio's out for the season, I think. Some of their big players are missing. I've got to go for Everton. I think that's a fair price, Everton. Against a team they love playing against, got to be the Blues.
Just playing devil's advocate here, Tom. That away form for Everton is nothing like as strong as their form at Goodison. They're a completely different proposition when playing in Liverpool.
Well, yeah, they've only won 2, I think, of their last 12 away matches. They've drawn 4 and they've lost 6. And they've lost half of those sort of recent games away from home, and they've kept clean sheets in just 3 of them. So, yeah, they've not quite cracked it away from home. But they're scoring plenty of goals, and that's the key stat, really, for Everton. I mean, they've scored as many as Manchester City this season. I think they're only a couple or so behind Chelsea. So, you know, it's all about the goals for them. And I think it's all about goals in this particular match as well. You know, I look at West Ham at home. There's been plenty of goals. I mean, you know, the fans at the London Stadium had a lot to complain about, and I mean a lot to complain about, both on and off the pitch. But the one thing they can't moan about is the amount of goals, you know, we've seen there. I mean, 6 of the last 7 have seen over 2.5 goals. So I think you've got an Everton team that are going there, you know, flying, more than confident and more than capable of scoring 2 and 3 goals. Whereas, you know, West Ham at home, they concede a lot. In the last 8, they've conceded 18 goals at home, and it was just 1 win in sort of 9 matches for them. So look, If I'm looking at an outright here, I'm going for Everton, but I think there's going to be plenty of goals in this one, and over 3.5 goals at 7-4 certainly interests me. And what I do like to look at as well is sort of players in that little bit of form at home, that little bit of value anytime goal scorer play. And Manuel Lanzini will be the one for me at 11-4 for West Ham. I think West Ham get on the score sheet for sure, and he scored I think 3 in his last 4 games at home, so he's been the one they've been relying on. So look away from the obvious ones. Lanzini at 11-4 anytime, but I think it's goals in this one. I think you can look at the over 3.5, or if you think Everton are too good, Everton and over 2.5 goals. But I'll be stunned if there's less than 2 goals in this match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.